This is Pastor Bill bringing you news and focus from timesofisrael.com. TV report claims U.S. Secretary proposed freeing spy for Israel but doesn't have Obama's okay. Radio report says Kerry merely offered to look into the possibility. So this is by Yoel Goldman from the Israel Times, or Times of Israel, December 27th. Has a picture of Jonathan Pollard. And I didn't really know anything about this situation, and so I wanted to read up on it and share it with you. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry offered to arrange the release of jailed spy for Israel Jonathan Pollard if Israel frees Israeli Arab prisoners in the fourth and final phase of a series of prisoner releases, Israel's Channel 10 News reported Friday night, citing unnamed Israeli sources. The White House and State Department declined to comment on the report. The TV report added, however, that Kerry clarified his contact with Israel's leaders on the issue that Pollard's release has not been approved by the president, and that the report further said Israel doubted Kerry could actually secure Obama's approval. In contrast to the TV report, Israel Radio reported Friday night that Kerry had merely promised to check into the possibility of freeing Pollard as requested by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the context of upcoming prisoner releases by Israel. Pollard has served 28 years for spying for Israel. Israeli politicians of all stripes, led by Netanyahu, have recently called on the U.S. to let the 59-year-old former U.S. naval intelligence analyst go free. The issue has hit the headlines again, particularly in light of recent revelations that the U.S. spied on Israel prime ministers and other senior officials in 2008 and 9. According to the Channel 10 report by the station's veteran defense affairs correspondent, Alon Ben-David, Kerry recently raised the idea of freeing Pollard as compensation for Israel, releasing 26 longtime Israeli Arab prisoners in the fourth and final phase of an agreed series of prisoner releases related to the current Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. 52 Palestinian prisoners, most of them convicted of murderous acts of terrorism, have gone free in the first two phases, and another 26 are set to be released this coming Monday. Israel has refused to free any Israeli Arab citizens thus far. Okay, well, this is interesting, isn't it? We're actually talking about Israel releasing terrorists from their prisons that have done terrorist acts against them as a nation. And that's the first craze that I see in this article. The second thing is that we have a Secretary of State that I wonder if he has the wisdom to, it seems like, I don't understand why Israel would be, in so many ways, surrendering their sovereignty like this. You know, we talk about how the world is interested in cutting on Israel. Well, how about Israel doing it to themselves? Are you kidding me? You're going to release almost 50 terrorists that have done acts of terrorism against you as a nation? That's crazy. 52 Palestinian prisoners, most of them convicted of murderous acts of terrorism, have gone free in the first two phases, and another 26 are set to be released this coming Monday, today. However, when they found Israeli Arab citizens who have terrorized Israel, then they keep them. They're going to keep them. The TV report cautioned that President Bill Clinton agreed in principle to a request by Netanyahu to free Pollard in 1998, but was overruled by the U.S. intelligence community. It noted that the White House had reiterated only this week that Obama had no intention of releasing Pollard in the foreseeable future. Now it makes it look like Clinton was the soft soaper and that President Obama shows a little backbone. That's expected. He should be protecting U.S. interests, and it is not in the best interest of the United States to release a spy. Other Channel 10 analysts speculated that Netanyahu would certainly agree to free Israeli Arabs in return for Pollard's freedom. So are we saying that the U.S. wants these terrorists against Israel released? I don't see much good news in this article, listener. I see Israel wanting to release terrorists, but they don't want to release enough for the U.S.? Are we kidding? We think that this is good. We want to have peace talks with the Palestinians and the Jews. And on one hand, we're dealing with rank Zionism and most of the right of the United States. And on the other side, it seems like that we're completely stupid about releasing Islamic crazies back into society where they can do more stupid things. It's not like if you release them, all of a sudden they think to themselves, okay, we shouldn't kill Jews anymore. Okay, we should probably respect their right to exist on the earth. It's not like they're saying that. So what's really changed? Other than the U.S. is involved with things half a world away. Again, What's really changed? You know, we speak considerably about Israel in the biblical scope of things. And what do we know about Israel? Well, we know that God is going to one day turn their hearts, ethnic Israel's hearts, back to Him. We see that in Romans 11. We're instructed in Psalm 125, what appears to be a timeless instruction, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Indeed, one day the Lord Jesus will descend down the Mount of Olives and will take up the throne of His father David in Jerusalem. There's no question about that. And so we understand that we should probably be seeing Israel through the scope and through the value system that God has for Israel. Now, hear me well. I am not saying that Israel has a bye, and these are right on down the tracks. After you've turned off your radio, you might not even think about this question. But I want to readdress the fact that Jews who don't trust in Jesus as the Messiah go to hell. They don't get a bye just because they're Jews. And you say they're God's chosen people. Well, in a way, they're chosen as an ethnicity to turn to their Messiah at the end of the fullness of the Gentiles. But that's all we know about them as chosen people. God doesn't have a bride, and then Christ has a bride. I know that that's how some hyper-dispensationalists teach, that Jehovah has a bride and that Christ has a bride, as if we're talking about two different people. What concerns me, is that a U.S., once again, is trying to pressure Israel. Once again, trying to pressure Israel to release more terrorists into society. For what? To pacify an Islamic mentality that is already interested in dominating the world? Folks, if you think America seems imperialistic, you haven't seen anything yet. You wait until these Muslims made up of families that are having 7 and 8 children are moving into Europe, into a place where the birth rate among Anglo-Saxons and Europeans is less than 2. Well, guess what happens when it's less than 2? You haven't replaced the parents. Okay, so it won't be long, and Islam, by virtue of mere biology, will be taking over the world, but they have a religious idealism that drives them to stronghold and strong-arm other faiths, to include Judeo-Christian idealism, evangelicalism. And so, on the one hand, we're tempted to not get too much involved with the civilian affairs of this world, and on the other hand, we want to be willing to admit that sometimes it is downright unchristian to be apathetic about the affairs of the world. And so we trust God, and we raise a ruckus to our representatives. And by the way, you're in a republic. They represent you. So please get your head out of the sand if it's been there, and admit to the fact that America is not only non-Christian, it's almost anti-Christian. May the Lord Jesus be praised through this recording. And we ask, as John did, Lord Jesus, come quickly.